This week's memorial service for Nelson Mandela was a font of headline-grabbing photo ops. First, there was the handshake between President Barack Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro. Here's CNN's live coverage of that.
Before I came on, we were walking around and talking to security officials.
He's shaking hands with Raul Castro.
As Christian points out, President Obama just shook hands with Raul Castro from Cuba.
And all the subsequent Kremlinological commentary culminating in Senator John McCain's penetrating historical analogy.
Neville Chamberlain shook hands with Hitler.
Up on the podium, there was the sign language interpreter who later explained that he was hallucinating angels and had past episodes that resulted in violence, flailing his arms about, signifying nothing.
He was seen behind President Obama and a number of other speakers making hand gestures, and critics have said that he was an imposter, that none of this made any sense.
And finally, of course, there was Selfiegate, the funeral selfie scene around the world featuring the smiling trio of Obama alongside British Prime Minister David Cameron and Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt.
Is this modern-day diplomacy, or is it just disrespectful at a memorial service?
Roberto Schmidt, the AFP photographer, took the picture of the selfie being snapped. Tell me about the events leading up to that moment of that picture, the context.
Well, part of my assignment was to look at the heads of state who had gathered for the ceremony. Barack Obama was talking to David Cameron and with the Danish Prime Minister, and that's when she actually reached into her purse and brought out a cell phone and stretched her arms and did a selfie with him. I actually like the fact that I was seeing this, seeing dignitaries on a human side, which we rarely get to see, actually. Nowadays, the access that we have to dignitaries is so controlled that I thought this was actually refreshing.
Did this strike you as shamefully disrespectful?
Not really. I think this whole episode has been blown out of proportion. It was a very festive atmosphere, which is actually very interesting and pretty, actually, in a way. It's the way South Africans celebrate the life and the memory of Nelson Mandela. And they were dancing and singing.
And laughing.
Yeah, absolutely. A festive atmosphere.
The ceremony had already gone on for 2 hours. It was going on for 2 hours more. It was just one of, what, some 500 pictures you took of the event?
Yeah, that's what's a little bit sad about it. We put out close to 500 images that day. And some of the images are very, very interesting, nice, strong images showing this celebration for Nelson Mandela. And unfortunately, the picture that got most front pages in dailies and websites around the world was the selfie.
Aside from some people's moral indignation seeing this photo, there was also a little mini-drama involving a floating image on social media and even some news outlets that showed a series of pictures of Obama sitting in between the smiling, blonde Danish prime minister and a rather glum, sullen-looking Michelle Obama. Were we seeing a domestic spat?
I think that's an interpretation that people are making, but just one single image can be a little bit deceiving sometimes. At the moment that the picture was taken, sure, she was serious and she wasn't partaking in the selfie. She was just looking forward, but, minutes before, she was meeting, greeting people, talking candidly with others. Look, whatever interpretation you want to make, you should ask her. I cannot say.
There was a report from Media Matters this week that said a majority of Mandela's memorial coverage on the cable news channels focused on the Castro handshake and on the selfie rather than on the memorial itself or Mandela's legacy. Did you ever imagine when you snapped that photo that it would become such a big deal?
No, never. I knew I had an interesting moment just because we usually don't see heads of state in a very human light. Everything is very staged. And I knew it was a picture worth putting on the wire and it would get some play. But I never thought it would grow into this buzz.
What was your reaction to the media spectacle around this seemingly innocuous snapshot?
I really think it's just sad. I mean, it's what does that say about our society? Is that are those the things that we focus on? Sometimes we just get carried away by noise that people make, and it just produces more and more noise.
I guess we should be glad that there are so many of these little dust-ups that they fade out of memory almost as quickly as they make their splash.
Absolutely. Well, look at this is a good example. You know, the selfie, okay, made a big splash. But now today, the big talk is about the translator for the sign language. What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
Roberto, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Roberto Schmidt is a photographer for Agence France-Presse based in India.
Do you know when this is going to air live or how I can get like a copy of it or maybe a link for it?
Sure. This will be posted on Friday night Eastern Standard Time.
Great. It's just like one of these things. Really, I never really believed this was going to happen, right? And so it's more than anything, really more than anything else. It's like a curious anecdote in my career.
Yeah.
And maybe someday I can sit with my son and say, yeah, like, check this out, man. Wasn't this messed up, you know? Learn from this. Don't be like this, son. Don't be like this.